WTBQ. Hello and welcome to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and I thank you so much for joining us here today on your favorite radio station, WTBQ. And don't forget, we are now 93.5 FM as well as our very faithful 1110 AM. And I hope you're doing well today. I think it's been a tough week for most people. Most people I know, it's been a very tough week. For the country, it's definitely been a very tough week. So we're going to talk today about how you can make your life a little untough, a little less difficult. And that sounds really good to me at this time. For some reason, I think we all need that. So I'm very excited to bring back a guest I've had on just recently who I think is terrific and is going to help us work through some of our issues today. And if she's not going to help us work through them, we're going to work through them. And together, we're just going to have a brighter day. So I want to welcome Jude Bijou, by the way, who is a psychotherapist, an educator, a workshop leader, and she's an author of Attitude Reconstruction, a Blueprint for Building a Better Life, which is exactly what we're looking for. And I want to welcome Jude Bijou to Shannon's Corner. How are you today?
I'm just fine, Shannon. How are you?
I'm terrific, thanks. Thanks so much for joining us. We need you today. We need your attitude reconstruction. Because I think that we're all just being in a bit of a funk around the world and around the country, and maybe not everybody, but I certainly know a lot of people that are having a tough time right now. So, I think this happens. It does happen in waves. Maybe not out in beautiful California where you are, it doesn't. But sometimes in the gloomy Northeast, it does. And you talk a lot in your book about how to get motivated, how to find your purpose, how to get really kind of over yourself a little bit. And I know that you also talk about Mondays being difficult, which is just kind of a symbolism for the fact that just getting yourself up and getting motivated once again is often difficult. Why is it so difficult to stay positive?
Well, there are a lot of different reasons, but there are a few good things that we can do. We all get into those ruts, and especially when we have something as traumatic that's happened in the last week or so, it really brings it all in an extra spades about where am I going, what am I doing, what's the meaning of all this, I want to go back under the covers again. Mm-hmm. And what we need to do is go, boy, I bet I have some emotions. Some emotions are keeping me from having that spring in my step. So that's what attitude reconstruction is based on. It says that these unexpressed emotions, the sadness and anger and fear, are what's behind all these moods we get into and all these bad attitudes.
Unexpressed emotions? I mean, what do you mean by unexpressed? Do you mean
unexpressed sadness, anger, and fear? What we have to understand is that emotions are really just emotion, energy in motion. They're just pure sensations in the body. So if instead of dampening them down, if we will express those emotions physically like a young child does, that the energy moves out of our body, and then we have more flexibility to make a shift.
Well, that sounds really wonderful. But my first thought is, like when you said, like a child does, most of us were told as children not to bring up those emotions, not to deal with them, to sit over there and be good. And I think many of us as adults feel we don't have a right to bring them up, or we bring them up in spurts, in sort of anger spurts that nobody really wants to deal with. So how do you bring them up constructively for ourselves and for those around us?
Well, you're really hitting the point. We got all those messages from our parents and from our culture, from our peers, that said it's not okay to express the emotions. Because as an infant, we cried. We had a temper tantrum. We, shook and shivered when we couldn't, when we felt threatened. We did what was natural, and then we zipped back into being happy and present and alert. But what happened? We got all of those messages, and what we had to do is, I feel this anger, but I can't express it. Girls don't get angry. They don't do that. And boy, don't be a scaredy cat. We got all these messages that made us have to compensate. Those are those bad attitudes that we took on. Rather than going, it's natural, I just have to move them out in a constructive, physical way.
Constructive physical way. It sounds like you're talking about either exercise or somehow maybe with a group. I mean, how do we do this? And get something great back from it. I mean, most of us are just, when we're pissed off, we're pissed off. When we're hurt, we're hurt. When we're sad, we just want to cry. And as you said, when we're really frustrated, we just want to put the covers over our head and stay there. So, I mean, how do we do it in a constructive way that allows us to move forward while we recognize this and then maybe get to the next place we need to be?
Exactly. But again, I go back to what do we see in nature? So that young child just cries when they get hurt, and then it heals, and then they have the attention to come back and get reinvolved. And that's what we need to do. We need permission to have that cry, especially with like what's happened recently. Mm-hmm. But we're all carrying so much sadness around. So it's to say, I'm going to go and have a little cry. I'm going to put on a movie that touches me or some music or look at photographs. But it's okay to cry. Not like I'm weak if I'm crying. It's like, that's nice. It's okay. It's natural. I'll feel better.
That's nice. I mean, that's nice to give yourself permission to cry, because we do feel that we shouldn't cry. And then when we do, we feel slightly even angry at ourselves at times. I mean, unless it's a really good movie that makes you cry, and then you have that kind of free pass there. Otherwise, we feel that we're even maybe more depressed, but instead of enjoying the cry and getting something out of it. So that's helpful right there. Let me jump in,
because that's one emotion. See, there's only three emotions, sadness, mm-hmm. anger, and fear. And so we've talked about sadness, but let's talk about the fear, because we're a world full of fear.
We are.
And we know what that feels like in our body. It's that agitation. It's that jumpiness that we maybe experience in terms of panic attacks or nervous or anxious, overwhelmed, confused. All of those words indicate we have fear in our body. And what we need to do is do what's natural, and that is, instead of holding it, tightening it up, we need to give ourselves permission to shake and shiver, you know, up the spine, out the arms. And it feels so silly at first, but 1 minute of good shaking, you know, woo, making sound, 1 minute moves that energy, and you're so much more present.
Okay, so we can do that while no one's watching, maybe, or do it with a bunch of people when everybody's kind of doing it, so
Absolutely.
We don't feel so foolish by doing it. But I see your point, kind of really symbolically and physically getting that out of you, getting all away. Yeah.
Yes, in a natural way. And you know when that really works well, Shannon, is when a person can't sleep at night. And I know a few of your listeners probably fall into that category, because it's such a prevalent problem.
It is, yeah.
So when you can't sleep, you get out of bed, even though that feels like the worst thing in the world, and literally 1 minute of good shaking and shivering all through the body, and I guarantee you cruise right back into bed, your mind is settled, your body is settled, and you go back to sleep.
Okay. You know, I want to go back to when you said about fear, that we live in a very fearful world. When things happen that are bad on a bigger scale that we see constantly on television and that, you know, that is fear-based, does this falter down, or not falter, I guess is the word, is it kind of fall down to all of us? Does it make us feel fearful as well, even though that particular situation is not affecting us personally? Is it contagious, this fear?
Absolutely. It's very contagious. But there's so many things. See, fear is the natural reaction to threats to our survival. So whether we don't feel like, wonder if we're going to have enough money to pay all of our bills, or whether we're not going to be performing well enough at work, or whether we're not going to get that date that we want, somebody's not going to call back. It all puts that same reaction in our body, that fear reaction, or something like these terrible bombings. It's like, okay, you know, is my neighborhood safe? And, you know, we just get that energy built up inside of ourselves where we're constricted and overwhelmed, and now we're like looking around every corner, rather than just allowing ourselves to go, it's natural, it's okay, and move that energy out. I mean, you know, really, shake and shiver, but a big, you know, make no sounds, and with a big, you'll start laughing.
Okay, that sounds good. We'll start laughing if we do all that shaking and shivering and getting that fear out, which sounds good to me. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the things we can do to accept reality, move on, and maybe change our lives in really good ways and feel good about it. We are talking with Jude Bijou, and we'll be back here in just a few on WTBQ. ShopRite is proud to be a new sponsor for WTBQ, and if you don't shop right, you should stop by one of their WTBQ. Hello and welcome back to Shannon's Corner. I am Shannon Devereaux Sanford, and thank you so much for joining us here today. And don't go anywhere, because if you're like the rest of us, life sometimes can get a little bit tricky, a little bit depressing, a little bit frustrating, a little bit stressed, a little bit overwhelming, a little bit worried. Oh my gosh. Then we just keep going into fear, and then we go into low self-esteem. And we are, so many of us are plagued by these kind of things over and over again and live with this pit in our stomach. And yes, I know there's happy times too. Certainly we have that joy, love, peace, happiness that my guest often talks about. My guest, by the way, is Jude Bijou, who is author of Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life. Her website is attitudereconstruction.com, which is on Shannon's Corner. There is a link to it, so you can go there and get her book and follow her and pay attention to what she has to say, because she's helping us today get rid of some of this anxiety and this stress that seems to be all over the place. But many of us, it comes in, right, Jude? For many of us, it comes in specifics. We need a new job, or our life's not working well. There's things we have to regain our balance. We have to figure, we can talk about feelings a lot, but for many, it's the situation that's causing the trouble. How do you balance the two of those, the situation and the anxiety?
Well, it's not so much the situation, it's our attitude toward the situation that causes us the problem.
Uh-huh.
And that is, so say you have a job, you're at work, you thought you loved it, you thought it was the ideal job, and then all of a sudden, things start to niggle at you. Oh, the air conditioning's always on, and I'm freezing in here. My workmate, is loud, and, I can't pay attention to my own things, and this person isn't good at following through, and all of a sudden, we have all these frustrations about work. And what we have to do there, rather than allowing ourselves to get swept away in that, is to bring ourselves back, and it goes back to accepting reality, accepting what really is. Because I say, make a list of all of those things that you don't accept about your job, about your spouse, about a child. It doesn't matter. Everything you don't accept, make a big old list, and then we need to systematically accept each of those items.
Accept that we don't like them, or accept the way they are?
Accept the way they are.
Ah.
So my workmate is the way she is, not the way I want her to be.
But don't we want to change her? Don't we just want to get up and smack her and change her? And then
what happens? That's not going to work.
No, I guess not. Jeez, we just got ourselves into more trouble, didn't we?
Exactly. We have to change our attitude, because that's the way she is. Mm. I have to accept it. It's an acceptance thing. Because if I get that that's the way my workmate is, or that's the way the boss is, or that's the way what I have assigned to me, and I have this, and I hate to do those reports each month, but I have to accept it. Rather than pushing against it each month, I have to go, I have to do the report each month. That is the way it is. It's not the way I want it to be, but that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if we start to repeat all that whole list of things, that person is the way he is, my husband is the way he is, my child is the way, the school is the way, whatever, all of those things, if we will systematically accept and say those acceptance words, we'll notice a shift. It's like, that is the way my husband does snore. Oh, I've got to accept it.
We accept it, and are we instantly happier, or are we just a little more frustrated accepting all these things we don't like?
The frustration is now gone, because that's the opposite. Frustration means I don't accept it.
Ah.
So when we
So we get rid of the frustration by saying, it's no problem, I accept it.
I have to accept it.
Okay.
I have to accept it. That's the way he is. That's okay. All right. So I don't have to want to wring his neck. That's the way he is. And then we say, okay, well, that's the way he is. You know, it's like, okay, well, he is 5'7". That's the way he is. He's not 6 feet tall. I've got to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
So if we accept what is, then not from frustration, not from that anger, but from a clear, loving place, then we can go, well,
uh-huh,
what do I need to do about that? What, I need to have a conversation. We need to figure out what the options are. But we can do it not from that frustration, which is not going to bring good solution. We want to do it from that loving place.
Mm-hmm.
I accept that's the way it is. Now let's work together and figure out, do I need to speak up about it? Do I need to get stronger earplugs? What am I going to do? It, but the grinding is gone.
Well, but then the next step is that's right. What are you going to do about it? Okay, he forever snores. He is whatever he is, or she is whatever she is. What do we then do about changing it for to make? I mean, we still might not like it. So how, after acceptance, then what do we do? See what we can change and do that, and then what?
Yes, it's exactly okay. Right. Now that I'm sort of in neutral, I'm mm-hmm. no longer pushing against it, I'm in neutral, first is to just look within. Well, all right, you know, in a quiet zone, because now I feel don't have so much charge, do I know within what do I really need to do? Mm-hmm. And if we say yes, then it's like, okay. If we don't, then we can say, well, let me think of different options about what I could do and figure out what my best strategy is. Well, I can read up about it, okay. I can have a conversation with him. I can, go and get some books on it or talk with some other people. But a lot of it is, what I want to have people do is learn to then communicate, because that's what we need to do. We need to have those joint decisions. We have a problem that involves the work situation or the family situation or the spouse or the partner or whatever. We've got to work together to come up with a solution, so it's no longer you and you versus me and me.
Right, so this is not, the weight of the world is not on your shoulder particularly. I've listened to people, and I think we've all done this, and this is exactly what you're talking about, have a situation where they don't seem to have it bother them. No, they mention something about their husband. Oh, yeah, that's just the way he is. And I occasionally think, wow, she's so good at doing that. I could never do that. And because she's so good at doing it, and she's so good at accepting something that I would not accept so easily, she doesn't make a big deal about it, and she just moves on with her life, which is really what you're saying. If you don't make a huge deal about it, just accept it and move on, then it's not this big looming thing that you're always talking about and fighting, and that, you know, before you know it, it's the big monster you've created in the middle of the room, right?
Exactly, because it is where we focus is so important. Mm. If I keep paying attention to that, I am going to just cause myself so much tightness and so much alienation. But if I go, okay, well, the work situation is like this. There are these different problems. But let me focus on the good. Let me, like, not keep my energy on what's not working and really pay attention to the fact is I love what I'm doing. Don't look at it, you know, don't listen or decide, well, do I need to talk to my workmate? All right, let me figure out how to communicate about it. But maybe I just need to accept that's the way she is. And just stay focused on what do I need to do so I can do my job to the best of my ability.
When you talk about a job, how do you decide if you need a new job or not? Like, maybe it's time to start looking for something new. I know you have a formula for that. Share it with us.
Well, again, it's really good if we can look within. Because it's not like everybody outside is going to tell us, oh, yes, it's time for a job. Only we know if it's time for a job. Mm-hmm. And so one thing we can do is, again, take some quiet time and ask ourselves, you know, when we do feel relaxed and so on, is it time to go? Is it really time to move on?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times we really know deep within if we will not discount it with, oh, the money's too good, or, oh, I can't find another job or whatever. We can get a good answer within if we'll just, I say, pause and ask our question, and then listen and keep asking, and an answer will emerge. But if it doesn't, there's a nice way to evaluate it. Grade your job. Figure out if you could have it all, the ideal job, write down all of those qualities.
Uh-huh.
30 qualities of what I'd want. Oh, flexible hours and, my own office and, this amount of vacation time, whatever, all those qualities. And then rate your current job. If they have that if it has that quality, give it a 1.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't, give it a 0. And if it has it somewhat, give it a 0.5.
I see.
And then add up all of your score for your particular job
uh-huh.
and divide it by the number of items. And you'll come up with a percent. And if your job is only has 50% of your ideal, that's a failing school, a failing mark in school.
Mm.
If it's 70%, you know, we really want to try for 80, 85, 90% of what we're looking for. If your percentage is really low, that's a really good indication that it's not fulfilling enough. I mean, we spend so much time there that we can get that inner sense. And the book really explains how to do it. It's very, very simple to just evaluate from an objective perspective.
And I guess we have to feel that we are worthy of the ideal job, too, don't we? I mean, that has to be a part of it, because we could look at that whole formula and go, oh, but that's for the other person, not me. Mm-hmm. So we have to get that attitude that allows us to be worthy and allows us to admit that we want to and deserve to be happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a tough one for a lot of people. A lot of people think, well, that's someone else that needs to be happy, or, you know, geez, I don't know if I can really get that. So we stop ourselves along the way. We only have a few minutes left. Tell us how, 1 minute, Rich is saying. So tell us how everybody can get your book.
It's available on Amazon, both as an ebook and as a regular paperback.
Okay.
And also through the website.
Okay. And the website, everybody, is on shannonscorner.com. It is attitudereconstruction.com. If you're in the car and you can't write it down, just go to shannonscorner.com, and there is a hot link to it. Jude Bijou, thank you so much for helping us today. We really appreciated you joining us and giving us a good lift up here. It's really terrific. Thank you.
Thank you, Shannon. It's just my pleasure to just share a little bit of shifting in a simple way.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Again, it's Attitude Reconstruction, A Blueprint for Building a Better Life by Jude Bijou. And thank you again, Jude Bijou, and thank you everyone for joining us here today on WTBQ. And until next time, don't forget to make good choices.